This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
Hillary Clinton is in hot trouble with the LGBTQ community today over her comments on Howard Stern. Yes, it's true. America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, fighting back as her poll numbers drop in Iowa. And Nancy Pelosi says it's time to impeach the president. And Philadelphia, more corruption, more bans. A lot going on. Welcome to the show. Happy Friday, the Cioli Show. On Twitter at Rich Cioli and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. By the way, I should mention to you, in Pennsylvania, the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, has put away 60 public officials since he's become Attorney General, since 2017. Billy Penn reporting that State Representative Movita Johnson Harrell, who was charged Wednesday with stealing more than $500,000 from her nonprofit, lavish vacations, fur coats, personal expenses, she becomes the 60th public official that Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro has gone after since 2017. It's amazing now. What Billy Penn did was they compiled the offenses of the five dozen arrests by the Attorney General. Instead of some grand corruption scheme, the list paints a picture of day-to-day malfeasance among small government bodies across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This is amazing stuff. I tell you, Josh Shapiro is going to run for governor. He's a very talented and rising political star without question. And going after corruption works. It's exactly what Chris Christie did over in Jersey when he was U.S. attorney, went after corruption, and that propelled him to the governor's office. Two-thirds of the 60 arrested over the past years were police officers or other law enforcement officials, including prosecutors, probation, and corrections officers. Charges against them range from falsifying police paperwork to soliciting prostitutes while on the job, but also plenty of county officials who allegedly dipped into public coffers for their personal gain. You have people like 60 public officials, including Desiree Petter Curtin Bell, City of Philadelphia. She was a cabinet member to Michael Nutter, arrested and pleaded guilty to stealing tens of thousands of dollars from city-affiliated nonprofits. There was a group of Philadelphia election officials. There was a number of teachers, police officers. There was some prison guards in Lackawanna County. After a year-long investigation, 8 prison guards were charged as sexually abusing and assaulting people at a women's prison. The Attorney General has also gone after County Clerk of Courts William McGinley, pleaded guilty to stealing more than $43,000 in bail funds. 2 Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board employees who fudged records to cover $30,000 in stolen booze. A judge, an intern, a mayor, a county frothonotary. I can never say that word. You know what I mean, that word, the frothonotary. Such a dumb word. Worse than freeholder in Jersey, in my opinion. County chief of probation, and the list goes on. Now, for Shapiro, of course, as a Democrat in Pennsylvania, he's going to have a major head start. Going after corruption, of course, and putting away people who are Democrats, it's the Chris Christie playbook. Christie went after Republicans, too, as the United States attorney, and that was something. So 60 corrupt officials, public officials throughout the state of Pennsylvania going away. Yesterday's arrest in Philadelphia, yesterday's charges, only the latest. More to come, I'm sure. But Philadelphia's corruption runs rampant. It's sick. And what's happening now is they are openly defying state law once again, this time now with a ban on flavored vaping products. In defiance of state law that says you can't have a ban on this stuff, they're doing it anyway. And their argument is try to enforce it. Right? See how that works? I want you to go out there today and go try to enforce it. See how that happens for you. Doesn't work out well for you, does it? They're not the first. Over in Westchester, the woke town of Westchester, they banned plastic bags in defiance of the state law against bans. They said, well, the earth is too important. We got to make this ban. You know, you go down the road of deciding which laws you want to ignore and which ones you want to enforce and which ones you want to follow, which ones you don't, which sanctuary you want to give. Just remember, it all depends on who's in charge, who gets to make those decisions. But I digress, because the true story of today is impeachment. And I would be remiss if I did not go down the road of the vampiric one with her absolute pronouncement today that we are going after the president of the United States of America, or yesterday, I should say. She was very upset. She was very angry. And you can tell that the vampiric one was very angry yesterday. First of all, she had a little battle with Jake Tapper. She had a town hall last night, and Jake Tapper had the audacity to ask her about impeachment the day that she's talking about impeachment. take a listen.
Would also have to testify if there's some sort of deal cut. Would you be willing to do so?
It has nothing to do. They should be testifying because they have been asked to testify by Congress. It isn't a deal. It's about a system of checks and balances. Can we not have any more questions about impeachment?
Yeah, it's the day of impeachment. Can you not ask me about it? Ah! It's an impeachment town hall. Don't ask me about it.
Can we not have any more questions about impeachment?
It's the day you announce the impeachment of the President of the United States. Don't ask me! How dare you! That was, she's angry. Can you hear the anger?
Yeah, she's.
Can we not have any more aggravated. Questions about impeachment?
Nah, no more. Not doing this. Nah!
Anyway.
We're not doing a wall.
Oh, no.
Does anybody have any doubt that we're not doing a wall?
Can we not have any more questions about impeachment?
Okay, all right. So she started the day by announcing this historic impeachment. She's asking the chairman of the Judiciary Committee and the committee members to go forward with articles of impeachment. Kind of a big deal. Don't ask me about it.
Our democracy is what is at stake. The president leaves us no choice but to act because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit. The president has engaged in abuse of power, undermining our national security and jeopardizing the integrity of our elections. His actions are in defiance of the vision of our founders and the oath of office that he takes to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Sadly, but with confidence and humility, with allegiance to our founders and a heart full of love for America, today I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment. I commend our committee chairs and our members for their somber approach to actions which I wish the president had not made necessary.
Yeah, see that? I knew the founders.
Sorry.
So that happened. And then, of course, she was asked by James Rosen, former Fox News, now it's Sinclair, a guy that I had the pleasure of sharing a urinal with. Not sharing the same urinal, but the at the Democrat National Convention. Yes. We were in the bathroom together.
I don't know if you call it a pleasure. It happened.
It was a wonderful day. Yeah, I enjoyed being in the restroom with him. No, we had a nice time. We bonded.
Okay. All right.
Just a couple guys in there.
Yeah.
It was nice. Okay. So actually, we're both there. I'm like, hey, James, you want to come on the show? He's like, yeah, I'll come on the show. Yeah. I'm like, great. Why don't we wash our hands and...
You washed your hands.
Make this happen. Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I did. He did. I didn't wash my hands. I don't believe in washing hands. Every time I see or talk to James Rosen, we always bring that up. It's like, hey, Rich, good to see you, and not in a bathroom. So he asked, and by the way, he's the nicest guy, and but he asked a question that the vampiric one did not like yesterday.
What this is about.
H.R. 3.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker?
Representative Collins,
reason I ask. Catholic House, we don't hate anybody, not anybody in the world. So don't accuse me.
I did not accuse you.
You did.
I asked a question.
And
Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
I have nothing to do with it. Let me just say this.
I think it's an important point.
I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers, of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States.
Take it up in the election.
The facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is a heart full of love and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Boom. Satan. Holy father of evil. She didn't say who she prayed to. I'm just pointing
Stop.
That out. No, she didn't say who.
It's a Catholic grandmother.
Do me a favor.
She points that out all the time.
No.
Give me your dark magic for a few hours today. I just didn't say who she prayed to. That's all. A lot of people pray to different entities. I'm not judging. I'm not assuming that she prays to you know. I'm not going to assume.
Dear Beelzebub.
Yeah, I'm not judging. Just simply saying, you know. I use my Ouija board. I pray every night. But of course, that little anger there. But does anyone believe that she has nothing but love in her heart for all mankind? Even Van Helsing. I mean, is she? How do you not hate any? I hate lots of people. I got a list of people I hate. I got, let me pull my list out. It gets longer every day. There's lots of people I hate. I hate. What's wrong with hating people? I hate pedophiles. I hate child molesters. I hate.
Hate has no home here.
Hate has no home here. Right. Right. No home here. I pray all the time. I'm praying right now.
And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me.
Why are you
me?
So judgmental as a Catholic? Why are you so judgmental with the question? Why, if you're Catholic, why don't you seek to understand his question and seek to love him and not yell at him and put him down in front of everybody?
I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love.
Heart
and
full
always
of blood.
Prayed for the president. Love, right? And I
pumping,
still pray
pumping,
for the president.
Pumping, 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 pumping until it doesn't.
That is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Don't you mess with me, or I'll visit you tonight. Don't leave your window open. That's what she said to him when she was walking out. Better not leave your window open, Jimmy.
To your point, I would love to know, what is your prayer? What is your prayer for the president?
What is your prayer? It's a great question, Dawn. What is your prayer?
That's what I would ask.
What is your prayer?
So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
The prayer we do now that Patrick taught us is God is good, God is great, and we thank him for this day. We're going to thank him in the morning, day and night. We're going to thank him because he's out of sight. Amen. Let's eat. That's the prayer we're doing right now that he taught us. Trump is evil. Trump is bad. We're going to impeach him in the morning, day and night. We're going to impeach him because he's out of sight. Just trying to think of the prayer. But it is a great question. How does that go exactly? We could probably come up with Pelosi prayers, the Pelosi prayer book. I could do it. Pelosi also yesterday, she had a bad day in a number of different things. She was clearly now in a bad place without a question. This happens when you know you're losing. But they were happy, though. CBS and NBC, they hyped up the fact that the Vampiric One blew up at James Rosen. They were very happy to see that from the love and the Catholic love in her heart. Take a listen.
No choice but to act. The Speaker of the House declares there will be articles of impeachment before angrily warning a reporter.
Don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Tonight, the question that set the Speaker off.
You just don't like the guy.
One reporter asked Pelosi about that as she left the podium today.
You hate the president, Madam Speaker?
I don't hate anybody. I don't have was raised in a Catholic house. You don't hate anybody, not anybody in the world. So don't accuse me.
I did not accuse you.
You did.
I asked a question.
Let me just say this.
The speaker stormed back to the microphone.
I pray for the president all the time.
Stormed back.
So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
The president quickly accused Pelosi of having a nervous fit.
The historic move by Speaker Nancy Pelosi ordering articles of impeachment drawn up against President Trump. And the heated moment, a reporter asking Pelosi, do you hate the president? History unfolding tonight as Democrats take a dramatic and material step toward impeaching President Trump. With the president even today clinging to his mantra that it's all a hoax, a deadly serious, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was directing House leaders to start drafting articles of impeachment.
All right. Now, she also got cheered on by Chris Matthews and USA Today's Susan Page. I'll play that for you in just a second because we are doing Nonstop Talk and would love for you to keep going with us. Big announcement at 8 o'clock, by the way.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Pat in Allentown. Pat has a quick prayer for Pelosi. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, quick prayer. Trump is evil. Trump is bad. Trump makes kids in cages sad.
Oh, I like
amen.
It. Well done. Nice.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Got to say the amen.
You always tell me to stop at the one, If Jerry Nadler's pants were an inch higher, he wouldn't need a shirt. All right, I did That's it too. You always tell me to stop at one, but I did it too. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Pat.
Thanks, Bye-bye. Pat.
All right. Oh, very good. That's pretty funny, though.
Fox News just loves, they keep showing clips of him back when he was like 350 pounds. I think they do it on purpose.
I mean,
it's a huge difference.
You got to show how his life was saved by Donald Trump's fat shaming. Maybe Joe Biden saved that guy in Iowa's life by calling him fat. You never know. So Chris Matthews and USA Today's Susan Page were very, very happy that the fierce Pelosi went after James Rosen.
I am really impressed by this speaker. Her discipline of the party has always been unbelievable. And now I'm watching her pull the reins again. It looks like she said this morning at 9 o'clock, I'm calling the shots. We're going to impeach this guy. Your thoughts?
You know, that did not start at 9 o'clock this morning. She has very firm control of her caucus. So, yes, this is a test of her speakership. And we saw in the exchange today how fierce she can be.
I think it's like I was saying today in our staff meeting today with my producers, it's like when you say head of cattle, you mean the whole cattle. When you say hands in a ranch, you mean the whole ranch hand. Everybody's working. In a sense, when you hit them on a couple of these things, you're really talking about a much larger pattern of behavior. By the way, Donald Trump is Donald Trump.
What's with him and cowboys and Barnes? What the hell is he talking about? What is he talking about? When was the last time Chris Matthews was on a ranch? Like a dude ranch? You know, there's working dude ranches. He's out there rounding up cattle. What is he talking about?
What's bizarre.
In our staff meeting today with my producers, it's like when you say head of cattle, you mean the whole cattle.
Nobody says, who says that? You've been in D.C. for the last 57 years. When's the last time you were on a farm?
And before that, he was in South Philly.
Exactly. From South Philly to D.C., you haven't gone anywhere since. The whole
cattle.
In our
staff meeting today with my producers, it's like when you say head of cattle, you mean the whole cattle. When you say hands in a ranch, you mean the whole ranch hand. Everybody's working. In a sense, when you hit them on a couple of these things, you're really talking about a much larger pattern of behavior. By the way, Donald Trump is Donald Trump, and if he gets away with this, he'll do it again. Susan Page, what a book it's going to be. And you got some great stuff today. I think it may have been her finest hour this morning already. These did you see how well Pelosi handled the shot today about hating Trump? And she turned to the guy and said, as a Catholic, I resent that. She had complete control.
Yes.
Her leadership in this historic moment has been stunning.
Totally controlled.
It should terrify Donald Trump. So here's Trump's problem. He's got Nancy Pelosi on his tail. She's got the timing, the focus, and the party discipline. And there's not a thing in the world he can do about it.
Wow.
Wow. She's fierce, all right. Yeah, she was totally under control. She's walking away from the podium. James Rosen says, I love everybody except you. I hate you for asking that question. So that totally in control.
That clip was a minute, 15 seconds, and it basically sums up what an evening on Hardball is. Just nonsensical.
Throwing things in glass. I mean, she's just like amazing. She's like, oh, she reminds me of it. It's like that time you're getting, you're baling hay. You go, we got enough hay. And they go, no, more hay. Get more hay. We'll get more hay. What? What? His analogies are so. I don't even understand.
No.
I don't. I
with the hand, with the. Right. No.
It's
the
like
ranch.
You have no idea. Yesterday, the kids in the clubhouse, and then. it's like, where does your mind go, man?
I think he's like watching Ponderosa over there in the or something. He's like watching old TV show. I don't know. What's
that Western channel? Maybe he watches a lot of that. Maybe it's that. I don't know.
So
that's like a time you got your lassoing up the bad guy in the town. Right? You're pulling the guy from the back of the horse, right? And all the townsfolk are out there. And I can put him in the jail, and then he escapes from the jail. And she's like the jailer. She's like Wyatt Earp. She'd come in like a marshal with a badge, and you got your badge. Not in this town. And then the other guy's gonna come in. She's gonna set him straight, right? Right, Susan Page.
Today, in our staff meeting today with my producers, it's like when you say head of cattle, you mean the whole cattle. What? When you say hands in a ranch, you mean the whole ranch hand. Everybody's working.
All right. He's having that chat with his producers, his young woke millennial producers, straight out of college, straight out of Ivy League school to go work on Hardball.
Yep.
Yeah, they know exactly what you're talking about, Chris. Yeah, no, they got it. They totally got
he's
it.
He's talking to his producers, and you think there's a lot of MSNBC viewers who are ranchers?
Yeah, a lot. You got the big cowboy vote. You got the big cowboy coalition there at MSNBC. Nancy Pelosi also warned us that civilization is at stake. Not just America, but civilization. If we don't do this,
Here's what it is. We all pray that God will bless America. And what is America? America.
Wait a
is...
second. Is she doing the beatnik poetry again?
Oh, no.
I think so.
Is that what she's doing?
Oh, no. I think so.
What is America?
Oh, no.
Oh, I love this.
There you go.
All right,
here's what it is. We all pray that God will bless America. And what is America? America is our Constitution with our system of checks and balances, a Bill of Rights, spelling out freedoms, freedom of the press, etc. That is America. What is America? The people who we are. By unless you're blessed to be born a Native American, as it's a blessing to you and all who know and love you and to our country, we are a nation of immigrants. And he denigrates that, dishonors the Constitution, denigrates who we are as a people, degrades our environment almost every day. Almost every day, the air our children breathe, water, all of it, in denial about the climate crisis and the rest. And what is America?
A what
great,
is America?
Beautiful place from sea to shining sea, which he degrades. And what is America? Our values.
Oh, no.
Our values of what
it's a poetry
we
slam.
Oh, no.
It's a beatnik poetry
is,
slam.
Right.
What is America? What is America? It's a bunch of people smoking, little berets on, right? Drinking espresso.
You want to hear how that sounds?
Yes.
Of course.
What is? We all pray that God will bless America. And what is America? America is our Constitution with our system of checks and balances,
no,
Bill of Rights, spelling out freedoms, freedom of the press, etc.
Boom.
That is America. What is America? A people. We are. By unless you're blessed to be born a Native American, as it's a blessing to you and all who know what? And love you and to our country, we are a nation of immigrants. And he denigrates that, dishonors the Constitution, denigrates who we are as a people, degrades our environment.
Now she's riffing.
Almost every day. Almost every day, the air our children breathe, water, all of it, in denial about the climate crisis and the rest. And what is America? A great, beautiful place from sea to shining sea.
Beatnik poetry,
which he degrades. And what is America? Our values. Our values of what we care about as a nation. A model, a beacon of hope to the world.
She's going, man.
And he devalues that. So, again, we don't agonize, we organize.
Wow.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Not to agonize, to organize, to antagonize, and... Pretty good. She ended it with a rhyme. We don't agonize, we organize. Thank you. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. Ah. Your servers. Ah.
She has a second career.
She does. I mean, she's a beatnik poet. This is not the first time we've done this.
No.
But this is a fresh bit because this is not the first time the Vampiric One's done this. It's not a rerun.
No.
She's done this as wet as America.
Yes.
What is America? She has this open-ended question. Then she goes on, and she just riffs and riffs. And, you know, the guy's in the back with a beret, smoking a cigarette, tapping on the drum. Da-da-da. But that is America from sea to shining sea, and he denigrates it. He degrades it. So we don't agonize, we organize to antagonize and prophesize.
We have the original one, too, if you want to hear the original.
Yeah, why not?
Who are we? What is America? We celebrate America on the 4th of July. What is America?
Janet.
America is our Constitution. Our separation of powers, a co-equal branches of government. The freedoms, and the, including freedom of the press, the guardian of our democracy.
By the way, it's not much original content. She's kind of basically doing the same bit.
Yes.
It's like going to see Seinfeld. I mean, you kind of heard this before, but there might be a couple of twists, but really, this material is not new. She mentioned freedom of the press in the new poetry slam.
Yes.
Sea to Shining Sea, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our people. It's really kind of the same material,
yeah.
You know? It'd be awesome if somebody in the crowd was like, get a new line! Get new material! Beatnik Poetry by wow. Nancy Pelosi. Well, we are just minutes away from a big show announcement, which we will give you in just a matter of moments. But by the way, this may not be the only time the president's impeached. Representative Al Green of Texas, who has been introducing articles of impeachment since day one, literally since the first day the president was inaugurated, he says now Democrats could impeach Trump. Well,
take up issues beyond the Ukraine issue. I think that the Mueller report has some issues in it that ought to be considered. I think the obstruction of the Comey investigation has issues that should be considered. And I think the invidious discrimination that I have called to the attention of the public ought to be considered. My hope is that we will expand this and take up additional issues. But I would also say this for your viewers, for edification purposes. A president can be impeached more than once. So we can do this. We can move forward with what we have on the table currently. We can take this before the Senate, and we can still investigate other issues. And when the president has committed additional offenses, and my suspicion is that he will, we can take those before the Senate. There is no limit on the number of times the Senate can vote to convict or not a president, no limit to the number of times the House can vote to impeach or not a president. So my belief is that the Speaker will probably say we're going to move forward with what we have now, but we're not going to end investigations, and that there may be a possible opportunities to do other things at a later time.
So we'll impeach him today and tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. And then we'll impeach him in the afternoon and the morning and the evening. Start the day with impeachment and end it with impeachment. Come back and impeach him again. And then impeach him again for good measure. And one more time, we'll impeach with an I. We're not done yet. Then we're going to impeach him in July. We'll impeach him in the sky. We'll impeach him under the stairs. We'll impeach him between the ears. We'll impeach him green eggs and ham. I'm trying to think of a good... I haven't read Dr. Seuss in a couple days, so I'm trying to... Everything's from my context of children's books. We'll impeach him on a day ending in Y. We'll impeach him just because why. We'll impeach him how. We'll impeach him slow. We'll impeach him fast. We'll impeach him go. Nancy Pelosi, beatnik poet, and she should get Al Green to join her on stage. The two of them, they could do like a little duo, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Do a little duo, just together on the stage together. What is America?
What is America?
What is America? What is America? That's the thing. We literally played this on the best of over Thanksgiving, did we not, Bill Kornfeld? You put that together for us.
We did, yeah.
The original Nancy Pelosi beatnik was played as part of the Thanksgiving show because by request people asked for it, so we put it on the best of. And I didn't expect that she would literally come up with the exact same thing last night.
So the original bit we did was July 9th.
July 9th.
Of 2019.
She brought it out on December 5th.
Yeah.
What is America? I'm going to do this one. The classics. All right? Let me give you the classics.
It was her encore.
The encore.
Here's what it is. We all pray that God will bless America.
You know what? By demand, I'm doing this only one more time, and then I'm retiring it. Not really. I'll do it next week, too.
We all pray that God will bless America. And what is America? America is our Constitution with our system of checks and balances.
It brought down the house. I mean, that's what it is. It brings down the house at the coffee shop. They love it. They love it.
It's a real people pleaser.
855-839-1210 is the number. You know, look, we're doing nonstop talk, and it's great to do that, but we got a big announcement in a few minutes. But, you know, I want you to think about this from the perspective of I'm mocking these people because I'm not worried about the president. I mean, I'm really not. I think this is going to turn out just fine for President Trump. I think the problem is that for Pelosi and the Democrats, they've allowed the party to be hijacked by lunatics. I mean, they're crazy. It's the truth. I know that moderate Democrats exist. They don't believe this is happening. They don't like it. They're afraid to speak up because it's the outrage mob that goes after them, too. But I know they're out there. I know some of them listen to the show, and I know that they agree with me deep down inside that the lunatics have taken over the asylum, as they say, and they are in charge now. This is insanity. It's insanity. I told you about that town hall meeting up in North Jersey where you had this Democrat member of Congress, Mikey Sherrill, who's running for Congress, and she's got it's a Republican district that Rodney Frelinghuysen used to have. Rodney retired in 2018. She ran for it. She won. President Trump won that district in 2016. And I'm telling you, She's not going to like this because at the town hall meeting she had, people were coming up there to say, why are you not doing prescription drugs? Why are you not doing infrastructure? Why are you doing this? Why is this happening? And throughout the country now, there are 31 districts that Donald Trump won, that Democrats won. And, you know, they're two totally different elections when the president's on the ballot and when he's not. Two totally different elections. And if you think this is going to play well in those districts, you're crazy. This is not going to play well in those districts. Those districts that voted for Donald Trump are going to vote out those Democrats. Mark my words. I'm telling you right now. Those districts, those 31 districts that voted for Donald Trump in 2016, that also voted for Democrats in 2018, did not do so because they wanted to send a message to Donald Trump. It's that Trump's voters didn't come out. They didn't come out. But they will. Oh, they will in 2020. Mark my words. And they're going to come out as well as frustrated voters who aren't necessarily Trump supporters, but just frustrated by the fact that the Democrats have done nothing with the majority that they were given. Nothing other than go after the president. I mean, you hear about them say, we passed 40 bills, 50 bills. What have you done that actually has improved the lives of anybody? Now, again, I don't particularly think government can, but they do. So if a voter were to ask you, what have you done to improve my life? What are you going to do? And you know as well as I do that for most people, they say, I want results. The president's got lots of results he can hang his hat on. I mean, the economy's doing great. Jobs report's out today. More jobs will be created. Historic low record unemployment. Tax burden's low. Economy's doing, Wall Street's doing great. All these indicators are there. So, you know, yesterday it was reported that he was going to send 14,000 new troops to the Middle East, and I cringed. Today he said it's fake news. I was never going to do that. Good, but great, by the way. Fantastic. I'm happy that he's not going to do that. I didn't even talk about it yesterday because I had a hunch it might be fake news and turned out to be fake news. What has the president done versus what the Democrats have done? That side-by-side comparison. And a lot of these Republicans are going to run in those districts and they're going to say, the president needs somebody in this district who can help. The president needs somebody who can help him be president and do things for this district. And all my opponent has done since you gave her the seat 2 years ago was go after the president. You're going to see. Now, I'll give you a big announcement in just a minute. But yes, Greg is right. This is inspired by the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer. That's where the whole beatnik poet thing came from. That's exactly right, Greg. I'm glad you caught on to that. That's exactly right.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Okay. By the way, Bernie Sanders is going to vote to convict Trump unless he hears some very good explanations. Unless he hears some very good explanations, all right? Let's hear cut 10, shall we?
And I guess my question to you is, do you think the attacks that come from the president and from others or Republicans on the vice president's son are fair, or are those off limits?
I think what they are doing is very clearly trying to deflect attention from the fact that the Trump administration is the most corrupt administration in the modern history of this country, and that Trump will be impeached for those reasons, among others. So I think it's a deflection of attention away from what the Trump administration has been about.
Have you made up your mind on how you're going to vote if and when a trial comes to you?
Well, look, all I can say is, as a senator, I will be there listening to the evidence. And just because Trump has been a disaster, that is not necessarily impeachable. So I'm going to listen to all the evidence. But this is what I will tell you, based on what I have seen right now. If I were a member of the House, I would certainly vote for impeachment. And unless I can hear some very good explanations, I intend to be voting for his impeachment in the Senate. But I do want to hear all of the evidence. But that's where I am at this moment.
All right.
Wow. Very succinct, Bernie. Very succinct. You really, really nailed it there. All right. The big announcement is I've decided we're moving to satellite radio, and I'm endorsing Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law, for president.
Not happening.
No. All right. Let me just say, I'm so overwhelmed with the question I've been getting asked over and over and over again. The question I've been getting asked over and over again because of the absolute wonderful love and support of the Zeoli Army for this show, the incredible show that's growing, fastest growing show in America. And thanks to you for that. And it's an honor when people want to wear the Zeoli Army shirt, hat. It's great. It's amazing. And we do these drops, you know, and we go out there and people, they line up and we get emails. Can we get a shirt? Can we get a hat? And the question I keep getting over and over again is, when is there going to be a Zeoli Army store? And I am proud to say that the official Zeoli Army store is now going to be in May of 2020. It is live right now as we speak. Yes. Thank you for your patience. And thanks to Walter Koch for making it happen, and Spike Eskin and David Yadgaroff and everybody else who pushed for it. We have it live now.
Yes.
The store is live. Go to
1210WPHT.com.
Text
slash
Joe
store.
To...
No, no. 1210WPHT.com/store, and you will see all of the merchandise up there. You can buy it just in time for Christmas.
Yes, and we're going to keep adding stuff to the
yes.
store. And we're also going to do special, like, charity shirts, for
yes.
example. We do our USO Radiothon. We'll have a special shirt for that.
Yep.
Awesome. We'll do a shirt that we can have proceeds go to the FOP Survivors Fund, for example. We're also going to come up with shirts like on the fly, too, special shirts. You know, for a debate watch party, we might have hashtags, you know, Dems No Diversity, Cory Booker, or something like that.
Beatnik Pelosi.
Beatnik Pelosi. We'll come up with, and we always welcome your ideas, by the way, for the store. But we got it going, and it was a... Herculean effort to get it going. I mean, really, truly, it's amazing. And you know, ultimately, Walter and Spike had to go to Yad and say, David Yadgaroff,
yes.
our market manager and senior vice president, and say, we got to get this going. And he agreed, and he went to bat for us, and we appreciate that so much because it's there for you. And so thank you for that, because only because of all the emails and text messages and tweets and Facebook posts that they said, we got to get this going
yes.
here. So... store dot
no 1210wphd.com/store and you order by December. If you order by December 17th, you will have it in time for Christmas.
Wow, that's amazing right there. And again, we're going to put new stuff in there.
Yes.
We're going to put hats in there, you know, trucker hats and bumper stickers and car magnets.
Yep.
And this is just, we wanted to get it out there as quickly as possible, but more merch is coming in there probably next week.
We have a brand new shirt. That will be that's up there now, so you can be the first person to you know, order it. But it's a brand new shirt that we have up there. So,
and this does not mean you won't get to see Walter Koch under a tree somewhere. We're still going to do drops.
Yes, we are,
and
we're
still going to have all of our great events where Walter will be able to you'll be able to see Walter and get a shirt. But we wanted to do this; it was very, very important for us to do. And you know, when you're dealing with any corporation in America, it's not easy to do anything, but we have great people that went to bat for us, so we really appreciate that,
yes.
too. I mean, really, since the day that that Spike Eskin took over as program director, I mean, and corporate show Greg Stocker, I mean, we've been saying we got to get this going.
Yes.
It's not like we haven't been trying, but we
no.
got it.
Yeah,
so.
it took some arm, you know, arm twisting, and you know, but we finally got it going. And just think about, you know, we started doing mornings May 13th of this year, and just think of all, you know, all of the... things we've accomplished since then, and this I think is a huge, I don't know of any other radio station right now around here that's doing this, so I think we are groundbreaking in this.
Keith Emmons texted me, he'd like Zeoli bobbleheads at the store.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Well, it's only because of you listening. I mean, you thank you for listening and telling your friends and the amazing support. Believe me, they see it. They see the tweets. They see it. The White House sees it. I mean,
yes,
we were at the White
true.
House and Jessica Ditto came over
yes.
and she said, your audience is, I've never seen anything like this
yeah.
in radio before.
Yeah, they were genuinely excited.
Yeah, which is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were blown away by it.
It was a big
literally.
Reason. It was a big reason why we got the, you know, White House interview was because of.
I'm trying to. Greg, you're right. You're go with it. I'm sorry.
Just go.
I'm zipping it.
No,
go
no,
ahead.
No, I'm not saying the interview with the president. I'm
no.
saying the reason we got the, you know, to do the show in the White House is because of all the support that the Zeoli Army
There
has.
Is no doubt in my mind that the reason why we were in the Oval Office of the President of the United States of America was because of the amazing audience. The White House sees that without question. So.
I didn't mean to make it anticlimactic. I was just
no,
trying
it's
to
the
think.
Truth. That's the truth. They see it. Believe me, they see it, and they appreciate it. That's why we have over a million downloads, podcast downloads of the show
yeah.
since we took over mornings. Ratings-wise, we're up over 400. What's the percentage? The
In certain demos, actually, the demos that we want, you know, the 25-54 demos, we're up like 475%
from this point. Versus this point last year.
Last year, yeah. We're not talking about our ratings in afternoons. We're talking about what the
just
ratings
apples
were
and
in
apples,
the mornings,
mornings to mornings
last year. Yeah.
So that's because of you, and thank you. I mean, I can't tell you enough as a dad with young kids. I mean, this is crucial because I have to feed these two, and they got to go to college. So thank you for this because I'm able to sleep at night knowing how amazing the audience is, and I also know too that if corporate ever messes with me, we can, Zioli Army's coming with me. I mean, it's not a question.
Oh boy.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you don't need
no,
to.
No, I shouldn't do that. This is a nice day. We're a very happy day. A corporate was on our side with the store. I shouldn't go down this road. I always take it to a dark place. I always do that.
The Twitter comments are just not. It's not fair. I mean,
what are they saying?
Yield Bright, our buddy Layton, says, having nearly finished the Obamacare website, its developers have at last moved on the Zioli WPHD store.
It's all right. What are you going to do?
1210. WPHD.com/store.
All right.
It's live now.
There'll be a Megaphone Bernie shirt in there. There'll be a America's Mother-in-Law shirt. They're going to do all kinds of things that are... The best part about it, too, is we'll have sayings that only we know.
Yeah.
The inside jokes on the show. We'll also put those on products for you to be able to walk around and show it off. And look, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You see this with the interview with the president where I'm in the Oval Office with him. I'm the only local talk show host in America to do this. I'm one of only a handful. I'm certainly the only one in this area and the only one this year that I know of. No coverage by the Philadelphia media, none. And it's literally us versus them. It really is. It's me and we versus them. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. This is the little show that could. It's always been that way from day one, ever since I was at Knights, and it's always been that way. And it's even more so now that we live in such woke times, and we live in a time that the media has decided to just not even, slam me for my interview with the president. They didn't like it. They just ignore it. So together is the only way we are going to keep growing. And thank you. Thank you for that. It might be us versus them, but knowing we have this incredible Zioli Army behind us, no doubts that we're going to succeed. We are succeeding, and we continue to do so because of you. So thank you. All right, Dawn, how are we looking today?
Hey, it's a beautiful Friday morning, 35 degrees. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Zioli Show News brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo. Philadelphia City Council banned the sale of flavored tobacco products in the city. This bill targets smokeless tobacco products, except for cigarettes. And these are aimed at teens, flavors like bubblegum, grape, chocolate, strawberry. As for the state law preempting such bans, they say there's no way for the state to enforce that law. Mayor Jim Kenney demanding City Council push back the start date of changes to Philadelphia's 10-year tax abatement. The mayor threatening to veto the abatement reform. So council quickly caved in, delaying any reforms to begin. They'll begin in about a year instead of July 1st. It's a developer-friendly change. And speaking of change, the School District of Philadelphia changing its policy on students who walk out of classes today to participate in a climate change protest and rallies across the region. So students expected to converge on City Hall in Philadelphia 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to take action, they say, against climate change. The district just sent out a letter informing families the kids who missed school for today's rallies may be granted an excused absence as long as parents approve. You have to send in a note. A lot of parents complaining online, they never got a note or a notice from the school. They're just learning about this. So the city, as you probably figure, was pressured to change its policy after Philadelphia schools doled out unexcused absence demerits to students who participated in the global climate change strike that was organized last September by Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg. So there could be a change at the checkout line. New Jersey lawmakers considering a statewide ban on all plastic and paper bags. Delaware has already passed a similar law on plastic bags. Delaware and Pennsylvania gaming officials trying to bait a bear with donuts and chocolate to lure the elusive black bear named Delabear that's been spotted roaming through Wilmington now, and they believe it's the same.
They're going to attract cops is what they're going to do. You start leaving donuts and chocolate out, coffee. Yeah, bears.
Yeah, hungry neighbors. Hey, I heard you had free donuts. So Delaware, bears are so rare there, they had to borrow this huge trap. And they want to trap it and then take it, somewhere in the mountains or whatever, Pennsylvania, but they can't, they haven't been able to catch this thing for weeks across two states. An interesting story in the Wall Street Journal, a billion cameras watching you. Researchers from IHS Markit say the number of cameras used for surveillance will climb above a billion.
Yes. Oh, freedom!
Yes, so it's up 30%. The number of surveillance cameras watching you in the United States will grow to 85 million by 2021. We already have 70 million, and that's in schools, malls, offices, streets, everywhere. And with more than 9 million views on Facebook, a delivery driver has gone viral for his priceless reaction to finding snacks outside a home in Delaware. This is Middletown resident Kathy Auma. She wanted to thank her delivery drivers this holiday season for all their hard work. She left out this huge basket full of snacks and different drinks with a note that read, "Please take some goodies. Enjoy your route. Thank you so much for making holiday shopping easy," which is so nice of Kathy. So delivery driver Kareem Reed, you see him on camera and he's like, "Oh, this is so nice." He does this little celebratory dance. A very nice moment on social media. 9 million views and growing. Eyewitness weather, partly sunny the next few days. 53 today, a nice Friday. Tomorrow, 40. Sunday, 48. Doesn't look like any precipitation. Let's talk about Cherry Hill Volvo, brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo. When buying a luxurious new Volvo, you deserve a luxury experience, which Cherry Hill Volvo delivers every time. Stop by today, see their beautiful lineup of vehicles, including the XC60 and 90. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships really do matter. Dawn Stensland, Zioli Show News.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. The IG's report is due next week. We shall see what's in it. I'm not going to give you any false hope. I'm not going to do that to you. I don't know. I want to be optimistic, but I also know the bureaucracy protects itself. I do know that there's a story on National Review, which by Mary Reed McArdle, it says FBI failed to inform the FISA court the Steele dossier was unreliable. I think we kind of knew that already, but according to the IG's report, it's going to say that the FBI, in its request for warrants to surveil Trump campaign associate Carter Page, the agency neglected to mention to the court that some of the information the warrant applications were based on was shaky. The Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz's yet unpublished draft report found that the FBI did not inform the FISA court that the controversial Steele dossier was unreliable. I mean, I think we kind of knew that, you know? So if this is... I hope the IG's report has a little bit more tooth to it than this. But again, I'm like Rush on this one. I heard Rush today talking about this, and he's not very optimistic either. And I know how the bureaucracy is. I know how career people in government protect career people in government. The IG's report is very different, of course, from the John Durham report, two totally different things. The IG report is an internal report done by the Inspector General Horowitz, who reports to two entities, the agency and also Congress. He does not report to the Attorney General in the sense that he has to take orders from him. The Inspector General has his own oversight through Congress, which then gives him the independence to criticize the director, criticize the agency itself. Attorney General William Barr has repeatedly said privately he disagrees with the Inspector General that the FBI had enough information in July 2016 to justify opening an investigation into members of the Trump campaign. The Inspector General did not say the FISA court should have declined to grant the warrants and nevertheless concluded that political bias did not compromise the FBI's handling of the Russia investigation. Don't get excited about this Horowitz report. Trust me on this. Just don't. It's not going to be. This guy is not. He's not there to turn tables over and shake the trees. He's there to protect the agency. And I think he's going to protect the agency in a big, big way. But that's different, like I said, from the Durham report. Now, Attorney General John Durham of Connecticut, who's been appointed by the Attorney General, he answers to the Attorney General. His job, there's no congressional oversight of his job in that sense. His role is to investigate the origins of the Russia investigation, to find out if anyone broke the law in the process. That is a totally different report, but that report is not going to be done for a while. I mean, we'll see. I know other talk show hosts like to, you know, breaking news, the IG's report and breaking news, and they get you all excited, and then, but I'm not gonna be MSNBC here, and then when it doesn't happen, you go, you know, I am a cynic when it comes to this stuff. I'm a cynic when it comes to the bureaucracy, covering the bureaucracy. I'm a cynic. It's the reason why most bureaucrats know they're going to outlast the president. They're going to outlast their cabinet secretary. Now, why can't a cabinet secretary get in there and really change things? Because the bureaucrats in there know, listen, you got 2 years, maybe 4 years, Maybe 8 years in a perfect world, but that's never going to happen. I've been here 18. I've been here 25 years. We've heard this before. We the EPA, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. You know, we're gonna find a way to keep doing what we're doing, whether you want to reform us or not. That's usually the way these things work, unfortunately. And the reason why the executive branch of government has gotten so big is because the bureaucracy has found ways to empower itself and embolden itself. All these agencies, these various agencies throughout government, they found a way to make themselves even more powerful by something called promulgating regulations that don't require either the approval of Congress or the president. They can just promulgate new rules. They publish them in the Federal Register, and those rules become the law of the land with absolutely not a single vote, not one vote. It's amazing. I mean, it's really amazing if you think about it. If you think about how there are, and they tried to do a project a few years ago. They wanted to count all the federal laws and regulations on the books. They could not do it. They could not do it. There's so many. It's like trying to count the stars. Could not do it. They had to give up. But what I do know is that a lot of those regulations come with jail time and very expensive fines. And even if they don't come with jail time, the fines, you have to still get a lawyer, and it's a mess. It's expensive. There are federal statutes, regulations, and rules out there that would destroy your life, destroy your business in a heartbeat. You're probably not even aware of them. That's also why one of the reforms that they've been trying for years is something called the mens rea aspect of federal statute, meaning that you must have had the mind to want to break the regulation. There are people that say ignorance of the law is no excuse. I think that is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. That is one of the dumbest statements I've ever heard. I hear that all the time from people. Well, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Give me a break. How many laws are there? Do you know every law? It's impossible to know every law on the state and federal level, but particularly on the federal level. They can't. They don't know every law. Literally, 100% of us are ignorant of the law on the federal level because there's so many rules and regulations. There's so much in that federal code. And every day, new rules are promulgated. Every day, there's new rules. They don't need the approval of the president. They don't need the approval of Congress. Now, the executive can kill it, but the Congress can't unless they pass a bill to overturn a regulation. I mean, it's mind-blowing how they can put a regulation in place, but if the legislative branch wants to remove it, they have to pass a law to remove a regulation. The mens rea component of that, of course, which is you have the mind, the frame of mind to actually know and want to break federal law on these regulations. Like, you'd have to want to know that you're breaking this arcane environmental provision that means you can't cut down certain trees in your backyard or something like that. That is really also one of those reforms that we talk about all the time, should happen, should be something everybody gets behind, but the bureaucracy protects itself. And there are bureaucrats in these places who believe that they are saving the world. They are saving humanity, mankind, personkind. They are saving the place. And they're not going to let these pesky Republicans and their cabinet secretaries get in the way. And I'm sure a lot of the people that pal around with Inspector General Horowitz, a lot of the people that pal around with those people over there in the FBI and the CIA, deep down inside, think they did the right thing for the country. You know, by spying on the campaign, by spying on the president to stop this potential Russian agent. I think so. 855-839-1210 is the number for you. Greg is in North Carolina. Greg, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Hello, Greg. Hello, Dawn. Hey, Rich. I was sitting listening to this morning before I went in to do some work, the ramblings of Nancy Pelosi. More than 1 minute, she's unrecognizable as a intelligent human being. That being said, then you go to the three of the four professors sitting on the dais, we'll say, and they're rambling with their magnificence, their brilliance, and their, you know, academia. Sitting there, all I could think of was Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School, packed in Whitehead, was Dr. Philip Barbey or something in his economics class, giving him all the ways, the greatness of, you know, of his verbiage. And then Dangerfield just sits there and says, well, what about greasing the palms of the mafia? So it's, the academia is beyond craziness. And thankfully, Trump got in, if nothing else for the judges, but just to let everybody see that these people, they may be brilliant and smart because they're books. This complete buffoonerism, you know, the buffoonery, I should say. It is actually, everything goes back to TV and movies. It goes back to School and goes back to Caddyshack. in Rodney Dangerfield is Ted Knight. Rodney Dangerfield is Donald Trump, and the academia is Ted Knight and the buffoon professor. It is unbelievable.
It's a great analogy. I love it, Greg. Thanks, buddy. And we got some movies for next week now, so it's a good opportunity. Have a good weekend, pal, to do this. Oh, and by the way, I was just told that if you do a, let's see now, I was told that in the online store, if you put in welcome to perks, you get 25% discount. Thanks to Cap 627 for that. You put in welcome to perks and get 25% discount in the store, the official Zioli Army store, okay? But let's do this.
The Morning Mystery Clips. Yeah! On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Slow down!
You want to ride behind somebody who does something like that? I'm going to pull around them and leave them safely behind us.
Burn some dust here. Eat my rubber.
Dad, I think what you mean is burn rubber and eat my dust.
Whatever, Russ, whatever.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
How about we do this? In honor of the store, you get the first official shirt.
Oh.
The new shirt.
Okay, cool.
As the prize. What
I
do you
like
think?
It. I like it.
All right. Let's do that. We'll do it. So yes. Good luck. All right. And what's the name of the store? What's the store address again?
1210.
Ivan, what's the store?
No, it's 1210. 1210WPHT.com/store.
At 12, at PHT.
What number do people call to get on the air? I mean, do we have that number?
It's right there.
No, do I have the call number in front of me? Oh, I'm so sorry. That's interesting. 1210 at PHT.
That's our web address, Dawn. No. That's the site for the store. Tell your friends.
I didn't know Alec Baldwin was now doing promos for the Zioli show.
Is he our model? Is See? He our spokesman?
Yes, he's the official spokesperson.
I mean, he's got a great voice, so you can't deny that.
So
1210WPHT.com /store.
That's interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting. At 1210, at PHT, at... Ah, yes.
That's interesting. 1210 at PHT. Of course, any other questions you have, any other comments you have, call us to the... what else?
Alec Baldwin is the best. He should have Nancy Beatnik Pelosi as his guest, I think,
it's
at
true.
Some point. That would be great. What is America? Ah!
People asked for the Beatnik Pelosi thing isolated and to put it on Twitter, so we will do that,
and Facebook will do that as well.
Facebook,
absolutely.
Yes.
But no question about yes. it. It was a good week with some great moments. We had that, we had the whole thing we did with what was the other thing we did that we liked this week? That other thing.
That's interesting.
With Jonathan. Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, Elizabeth
scaring
Warren.
Scaring the crap out of children.
Yes. Right. See, Elizabeth children. Warren scaring the children with Sarah Connor. And what was it?
Well, the guys in the bar watching the impeachment
oh, right.
stuff.
With the Turley jerseys
the Turley.
On. Right.
Like, go
yes.
Jonathan.
And Cory Booker making up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. New slogans for the Democratic debate for
I'm
the next Democratic debate.
What if we put together a best of the week podcast with some of the high? The
oh, we
key...
do that every week.
We do?
Yeah, it's Saturday. Yeah, every Saturday for 2 hours. I put it together every weekend.
Well,
there's a third hour this weekend.
Is there really?
Yeah.
How do I not know this? I'm freaking hosting the show. I'm the last person to find out. It's amazing.
I've been given free reign and no one has known this.
Wow. This is amazing. And do you post that on social media? You should.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, put it on Facebook. Best
I
of
think
the week.
What I don't know is the time it airs. I want to say it's 8 to 10 on Saturdays.
Yeah, nobody listens on the weekends anyway.
That's exactly.
What is wrong with you?
What?
But yeah,
I used to do that
media.
Shift. Now yeah. it's the best of the show. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I used to do that show live. I used to love the Saturday night show. I used to love doing that. It's, you know, all those Saturday gigs. That was great.
Saturday nights now from 8 to 11 is Michael Pelka. So you should definitely tune in.
Stunt Brain is the man. He's the man. He's the one that gave us that great no malarkey bit this week that we heard.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, we liked that, didn't we?
We liked that a lot. That was terrific. And of course, Christine Flowers is on this Sunday, right?
Yes,
our buddy Christine Flowers, who's awesome. She's terrific. Always tune into her from 3 to 6 on Sundays. No, I kid. People do, look, the weekends where I cut my teeth on the weekends for years. And it was Dr. Maz and I used to do the Sunday night show together for a couple years. So believe me, I have great respect for the weekend programming.
Here's courtesy of our friend Stunt Brain.
Joe Biden's got a big old bus, and right there.
Whiskey.
I'm nibbling on the fingers, got a tough, tough guy. Cause right there on the side it says,
no malarkey.
Well, you'd think that he would stop, give it up, but he keeps on going.
And we have our own montage that our ginger comic Joe Sebelia made for us, which we will play for you straight ahead. I asked him to make this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.